Now then, I'm Mike Harding here in the shed in the Yorkshire Dales with another hour and a bit of the very best in folk roots and acoustic music. The sun is shining, God is in her heaven, and all is right with the world. Now, this week was going to be a show of gypsy and traveller music, but I'm going to do that next week instead for two reasons. A, I really need more time to consider and sort the material because I've got more than 200 pieces of music to go through. And B, I managed to drag Geoffrey Linkman into the studio for a bit of a natter. He happens to be on a world tour, and Geoff, who is the father of three great sons, Sean, Seth and Sam Linkman, as many of you will know, spoke for more than 20 minutes without a fluff, without hesitation and without deviation. And the result, I think, is too good to wait for. So you're going to hear that in this programme. This is a world-exclusive interview done in Settle a couple of days ago. So that's going to come about midway through the show. I'm going to kick straight off, though, with a song from a new album called The Producer's Choice, the Battlefield Band. The producer, in this case, is Robin Morton, who was once with the Boys of the Lock and then set up the great Temple Records label on which the Battlefield Band have made their home. Robin Morton has done a phenomenal job, and he's produced them ever since the very beginning. So his choice is something worth listening to. The track I'm going to play you now has got the lead vocals of Corinne Polwart, and it's a beautiful version of the traditional Scots song, Shepherd Lad.
Shepherd lad kept sheep upon the hill, and he's laid his pipe and his crook aside, and there he slept his fill. He woke up on a river bank on a fine May morning, and there he spied a lady swimming in the clothes that she was born in. So he raised his head from his green bed, and he approached the maid. Put on your clothes, my dear, he says, and do not be afraid. It's fitter for a lady fair to sew silken seams than to rise on a fine May morning and swim against the stream. Well, if you'll not touch my mantle and you'll leave my clothes lame, then I'll give you all the money, sir, that you can carry hame. Touch your mantle and I'll leave your clothes alone, but I'll tack you out of the clear water, my dear, to be my aim. And he's taken her out of the clear water and he's wrapped her in his arms. Put on your clothes, my dear, he says, and hide your bounteous charms. He's put her on a milk-white steed, himself upon another, and it's all along the way they like sister and like brother. And she settled at the pen, and ready stood a porter there to let the fair maid in. Well, the gates were opened, it saw, and then she stepped in. She said, King sir, you are a fool about, and I'm a maid within. So fare you weel, my modest boy, I thank you for your care, but had you done as you desired, I'd never have left you there. I will sew no silken seam on a fine May morning. You can bide your time till your time runs out, so take this as fair warning. I will sew no silken seam on a fine May morning. You can bide your time till your time runs out, so take this as fair warning.
total and absolute class. What more could you want? The lead vocals of Kareem Polwart and the Great Battlefield Band there on Shepherd Lad, and that's from the album The Producer's Choice on the Temple Records label. Great stuff. Now, I'm going to play a number of classic tracks on this show, and this is the first of them. Susie Boggess from the American Folk Songbook album with her version of a song which has got lots and lots of variants. I wish, I wish, I wish in vain, I wish I were a maid again. A lament for a lost innocence. Careless Love. From the American Songbook album, that was Susie Boggess with Careless Love, a song that many of you might know from the old Bessie Smith version. Of course, she made it famous way back when. Now, I'm going to play another track from Tom Ashworth's EP, Everybody's Gone to the Rapture. This one's called Tyne of Harrow, the story of a highwayman, a picaresque story, in fact. It appears in Ireland as Valentine O'Hara, in England as Tyne of Yarrow. And I love the way the Irish version starts off. I am a daring highwayman, they call me Valentine O'Hara. I came of honest, decent friends, nigh to the hills of Tara, for seducing of a pretty maid, to England I sailed over, leaving my parents almost wild, since I became a rover. And this is the English version, and I love the fact that Tom Ashworth, as a bass player, just stands there and accompanies himself beautifully on an instrument that not many of us would think of as an accompanying instrument. This is Tyne of Yarrow.
I am a common man by birth, my name is Tyne of Yarrow. I come of poor but honest folk, nigh to the hills of Yarrow. After getting of a maid with child, to England I came over. I left my parents and became a wild and daring rover. Straight to London I did go, where I became a soldier, resolved to fight Britannia's foes. No champion could be bolder. They sent me to a foreign land, where cannon loud did rattle. And believe me, lads, I do not boast how I behaved in battle. For many's the battle I was in Holland and French Flanders. I always fought with courage keen, led on by brave commanders. But a cruel ensign, he called me out, and I was flogged and carted. Cruel the usage they gave me, and so I soon deserted. And straight for England I set sail, as fast as wind could heave me. Resolved that of my liberty no man should e'er relieve me. I slept by night in open fields, by all old friends forsaken. And I dared not walk the roads by day, for fear I should be taken. Of a courage keen, and likewise able-bodied, I rob Lord Lowndes on the king's highway, with my pistols heavy loaded. I clapped my pistol to his breast, which caused him for to quiver. £500 in ready gold to me he did deliver. With part of my new store of gold, I bought a famous gelding that could jump over a five-bar gate. I bought it from Ned Fielding. Lord Arkenstone in his fine coach I robbed at Covent Garden. And 2 hours later that same night, I robbed the Earl of One night by Turnham Green I robbed a revenue collector, and what I took from him I gave to a widow to protect her. For I always robbed the rich and great, to rob the poor I scorn it. But now they lead me to my fate, in iron chains adorned. Yes, it's straight to Newgate I am bound, and by the laws indicted, for to hang on Tyburn Tree's my fate, of which I'm much affrighted. Farewell, my friends and countrymen, my native hills of Yarrow. Kind Providence will test the soul of Valentine of Harrow.
Valentine of Harrow, or as the Irish have it, Valentine O'Hara. Same tune, by the way, though the words are slightly different. Tom Ashworth from his new EP, his debut EP, Everybody's Gone to the Rapture. And I do hope he gets in the studios and records a full album soon, because I like his stuff very much indeed. Very fresh approach. Good stuff. Now, Steve Tilston is, of course, one of our best singer-songwriters ever, but not many people know that he is also a superb instrumentalist, a great guitarist. On an album which I treasure, I got years and years ago, called Swans at Cool, he's joined by people like Kevin Boyle and the late Stuart Gordon, a fine fiddler. The result, I think, is superb. Well, let's see what you think. A couple of reels, The Wind That Shakes the Barley, and The Lady's Pantalettes. And then, after The Lady's Pantalettes, there is a reprise of The Wind That Shakes the Barley. And don't ask me the images in my mind at the moment, because I won't tell you. Shakes the Barley and The Lady's Pantalettes, followed by a reprise of The Wind That Shakes the Barley from Steve Tilston and Kevin Boyle on banjo, and that album is called Swans at Cool. I'm not sure if it's still available. It should be. It ought to be by rights, because it's full of great tunes played beautifully. Talking of which, this is Deirdre Starr with a beautiful, beautiful version of the traditional Irish song The Verdant Braes of Skreen. I love the sparseness of the accompaniment on this. It is just exactly right.
As I roved out one evening fair by the waves of screen. I set my back to a hawthorn tree to view the sun in the west country and the dew on the forest green.
One of the most beautiful of all Irish love songs, I think. The Verdant Rays of Screen from Deirdre Starr's new album, Between the Half Light. Now, here's a forgotten classic from two blokes who were great entertainers in the folk clubs of the 60s and 70s, Johnny Silvo and Diz Dizley. The album it comes from is called Blues in the Backyard, and this is their version of St. Louis Blues, but either I've never listened to this song properly before, or this is a slightly different version, because Johnny sings the immortal lines, "I love that girl like a schoolboy loves his pie." I've never, ever come across those words yet. Good stuff. Is Johnny Silvo and Diz Dizley giving it some tennis.
I hate to see that evening sun go down. I hate to see that evening sun go down. It makes me feel I'm on my last go round. I'm feeling tomorrow like I'm feeling today. Feeling tomorrow just like I'm feeling today. Gonna pack my trunk, gonna make my getaway. St. Louis woman with that diamond ring drags my man around on her apron string. If it was not for the founder and that store-bought hair, that woman I love, she would not go so far away from here. Got the St. Louis blues, I'm as blue as I can be. That woman's got a heart like a rock cast in the sea. St. Louis woman, you made a fool out of me. Well, I love that girl like a schoolboy loves his pie. Kentucky minstrel, he loves that meat and rye. I'll always love that woman, love her till the day I die. Oh, you never miss the water until your well it runs dry. Never miss the water till your well it runs dry. You never miss your woman till she says goodbye. Oh, I hate to see that evening sun go down. That evening sun go down. It makes me feel I'm on my last go round. Oh boy, got the St. Louis blues.
Well, nobody slept when those fellas were on stage. Johnny Silvo and Diz Dizzley there with the St. Louis Blues from the album Blues in the Backyard. Diz Dizzley, as many of you know, was also, as well as being a great folk club entertainer, probably one of Europe's best jazz guitarists. Played for a long while with Stefan Grappelli. Now, sticking with a few old-timers, I'm going to play a track from Ralph McTell's album The Unknown Soldier. And this, I think, is one of Ralph's finest songs ever. There have been many, many songs written about the First World War, but this, I think, stands up head and shoulders above many of them. It's called The Maginot Waltz, and it's a story of two very ordinary lads on the eve of the First World War, just about to leave for France.
We was all off to Brighton in a cherubay, and Albert played his banjo, and how we sang. The beer was expensive, but the laughter was free. Oh, how we do love to all be beside the sea. Albert had a cousin named Marjorie, and I had been noticing that she had noticed me. I quickly decided if she didn't mind it, I would spend the day in Hugin company. We shared a plate of whelk, strolling side by side. I said she weren't to want to take a donkey ride. I didn't mind when she laughed and said no. So we paused for a while and we listened to the minstrel show. There was an Otis at the palace pier. He said there was to be a dance that night, and it was a dear. I explained, of course, that I could only waltz. So we waltzed to every tune and air. Come round, we had to take the cherubim. And Albert was too drunk to play the banjo, but still we sang. All except Marjorie and I could tell at a glance, because me and Albert was leaving for France. I said, we'll both be young in a week or two. Me and Albert and Lord Kitchener will teach the aunt a thing or two. I'm sure to return after me, do not yearn, and we will waltz together all our lives through.
I love the way that Ralph tells a story, paints a picture in very simple words, beautiful melody and a lovely arrangement, and yet it means so much. The End of All Innocence, 1914. Imagine a waltz from Ralph McTell's album, The Unknown Soldier. Now, in a few minutes, there's going to be a big lump of stuff on Jeff Lakeman. But first of all, here's a lovely song from his daughter-in-law and son, from Catherine Roberts and Sean Lakeman, who produced Jeff's album. It's called Granite Mill, and it's a true story of a disaster in an American mill. And many of the workers actually came from Lancashire. They'd emigrated there looking for work.
In this vain world of trouble, many accidents occur. I'm going to sing about one that's as sad as you ever heard. It was in Fall River City, they were all burned up and killed, imprisoned in a factory known as the Granite Mill. Now it was my opinion, it's my opinion still, they might all have been saved if the truth be told from the flames of the burning mill. Scene was a hard one, the girl so young in years. She was standing at the window and her eyes were bathed in tears. Standing at the window as she called her mother's name, oh mother, mother save me, and she fell back in the flames. Now it was my opinion, it's my opinion still, the nights all have been saved if the truth be told from the flames of the burning mill. Scene was a cruel one, and she passed before my eyes. She was leaping from a window, down from the roof so high. With a crack she fell down on the ground, bruised and burned and killed. 300 people lost their lives in the flames of the burning mill. The rip was my opinion, it's my opinion still, they might all have been saved if the truth be told from the flames of the burning mill. Tried to escape by sliding down the road. When she got but halfway down, the burning strands they broke. I hope her soul has gone to rest in a place that's dearer still. Above, above, in heaven above, far away from the burning mill. And it was my opinion, it's my opinion still. They might all have been saved if the truth be told from the flames of the burning mill. And it was my opinion, it's my opinion still. They might all have been saved if the truth be told from the flames of the burning mill.
Catherine Roberts and Sean Lakeman there with a beautiful version of Granite Mill, and that comes from their eponymous album. And like I said, Sean Lakeman was the lad who produced his dad, Jeff Lakeman's, new album. The album has caused an immense stir, not just in the folk world. It's had loads and loads of airplay on the BBC main channels here in the UK, and loads of folk shows have been playing it almost non-stop. And as luck would have it, Jeff had a night off on a recent tour, and we managed to put him on at a little folky-do in Settle, in the Lion Pub, which is a great old coaching inn, goes back to the 18th century. People jammed into the dining room, tables and chairs were pushed back. Mick and Susie Darling were in support, as were Karen Grandel-Park and Carl Robin, and, of course, the Giggleswick Temperance Band. It was a great gig, cracking night, and Jeff sung some absolutely magnificent songs. It was lovely to hear him accompanying himself on a duet concertina, an instrument not played by many people, and he played contemporary and traditional stuff, and some cracking Americana, including songs by Hank Williams. It was all great stuff. He stayed at Harding Towers that night, and the next morning I said I wouldn't make him any toast unless he did an interview. You'll be able to hear that interview in a couple of minutes after this, from his new and one and only album, After All These Years. This is Jeff Lakeman with The Green Cockade.
My love is newly listed, and he wears a green cockade. He's marched away and left me, like many's the roving blade. Oh, my poor heart, my very heart is breaking. Oh, for the loss of him, oh, for the loss of him. His teams of oxen ploughing, their loss now plainly show. The very ground he trod on, the grass refused to grow. Oh, my poor heart, my very heart is breaking. Oh, for the loss of him, oh, for the loss of him. Told him one half my grief and pain, he never would have left me and sailed away to Spain. Oh, my poor heart, my very heart is breaking. Oh, for the loss of him, oh, for the loss of him. The flowers of the woodland so quickly do decay. The beauty of the fair maid likewise will fade away. Oh, my poor heart, my very heart is breaking. Oh, for the loss of him. Oh, for the loss of him. My love is newly listed, and he wears a green cockade. He's marched away and left me like many's a roving blade. Oh, my poor heart, my very heart is breaking. Oh, for the loss of him. Oh, for the loss of him.
The Green Cockade from Jeff Lakeman's album After All These Years. Jeff, how did it all begin?
Well, I come from West Cornwall, and there's a huge tradition down there of male voice choirs and singing of folk songs, you know, things like Le Mourner and Going Up Camborne Hill and stuff like that, the old Grey Duck. And when I was very young, I'd hang around the pubs and or even creep into them and hear the guys singing these beautiful songs. And I used to go to the Batalic Folk Club up near Land's End, where Brenda Wootton was the big star, along with John the Fish and Ralph McTell, Wiz Jones. And so that instilled a love of music. And when I went to London as a young journalist, I went to the Troubadour and Les Cousins and various other places. And when I met Joy in a folk club in Bayswater, actually, we then moved out to Harrow Wealdstone. She played the violin. And we went along to the Herger Folk Club, which is still going. And we only knew about two tunes. And played, and John Hayden, the lovely guy who ran it for many years, said, "Well, would you become residents?" And I think it's because we knew two tunes and everyone else only knew one. But it meant we had to learn new material every week, even though I was going off often for a month at a time to Belfast to cover the Troubles and stuff like that. But when I came back, I made time to learn songs and so on. And that's really where we learned, because we had people like, you know, Tom McConville and Nick Jones and Martin Carthy and High Level Runters, Peggy Seeger, even some bloke called Mike Hardin used to come and tell jokes, and we would laugh. That's where I got a real love of the music, and it grew from there. But I've only ever really, as you say, been the hobby focus, because my job was very demanding. And it's only now since I've retired as a journalist that I've sort of concentrated on making the music.
Why the duet concertina? Because there's very few people I know that play them. Dave Brady, he played one. It's a very difficult instrument, as you described it last night. It's like having two concertinas, one on either side.
Concertinas, yeah. Yeah. Well, pure ignorance is the answer to that question, because I saw Dave and Tony Arthur and I thought, well, that's an instrument I could play. I've never had a music lesson and I can't read music, but all you've got to do is press the buttons. Oh, was I wrong? So I went to the Salvation Army headquarters, which were near King's Cross, not there anymore, and there was a big glass case and a man, an old guy, gnarled old guy with big podgy fingers said, you want that one? He kept pointing to this one in the bottom right-hand corner. And it looked a bit bigger and more complicated than all the other pieces. It's only £35. And I remember we used to spend £20 a week on our groceries, because this is a lot of money. Anyway, I bought it. It was a concertina. I didn't know there were English Anglo duets. And I got it home. And it's taken me 40 years to learn to play it. But I'm now thrilled I did, because I would argue, another Tina enthusiast would argue with me, I think it's the best for song accompaniment. It's what they call fully chromatic. So you can play anything in any key. So if, like me, you're into sort of Americana and 20s, 30s jazz, as well as modal folk stuff, it's perfectly suited for covering all the different genres of music.
One of the lovely things about the performance last night, I thought, in The Lion here in Settle, was the fact that you did a couple of Americana pieces and accompanied them on the duet. And I'm going to play a piece now which is from the new album, A Wide, Wide River to Cross, and I'd love it if you just talk us into that.
Well, that was written by Buddy and Julie Miller, who are mainstays of that sort of, I don't really call it country, but this, the new Americana thing. They've recorded a lot with the late Lee Von Helm, and Dirk Powell, and Tim O'Brien, all those sort of people. Emmylou Harris is all over their albums. And Seth or Sean, I can't remember which, gave me a Christmas present or something, and it was an album by the Millers called the United Universal Church of God. Most unlikely place you might think to be inspired to find a song, but I liked every song on it, including this Wide, Wide River to Cross. Obviously written from a Christian perspective, but I call it a secular hymn because I found something spiritual in it. And I like to think when I sing it that people can search themselves. It's about everybody's individual journey through life and what they're looking for, working towards, what they believe in or how they live. That's what I feel when I sing it, and I hope it comes across.
There's a sorrow in the wind, blowing down the road I've been. I can hear it cry while shadows steal the sun. But I cannot look back now, come too far to turn around. And there's still a race ahead that I must run. I'm only halfway home. I've got a journey on to where I'll find the things I have lost. I come along a long road. Still, I got miles to go. I've got a wide, wide river. I have stumbled, I have strayed. You can trace the tracks I've made all across the memories my heart recalls. But I'm just a refugee. Won't you say a prayer for me? 'Cause sometimes even the strongest soldier falls. I'm only halfway home. I've got a journey on to where I'll find the things I have lost. I come along a long road. Still I got miles to go. I got a wide, wide river. I'm only halfway home. I've got a journey on. Sure, I'll find the things I've lost. I come along a long road. Still, I got miles to go. I've got a wide, wide river to cross.
A Wide, Wide River to Cross from the Jeff Lakeman album, After All These Years. After All These Years, I mean, it's a winning title. That, why was it After All These Years?
Well, because I was very busy, you know. I worked for various papers, but for 35 years I was writing for the Daily Mirror, and in the latter years I was covering the whole of the West Country. So the phone would go, you know, in the middle of the night, and I couldn't commit to gigs and so on. So it wasn't until I retired I started doing a few more gigs. And Sean, Sam and Seth and Catherine Roberts and Cara Dillon, my two daughters-in-law, kept hectoring, badgering, cajoling me, saying you must do an album. And I don't like the recording experience. I find it very sterile. I'm an entertainer, a bit like yourself. I like seeing the whites of their eyes and feeling the spittle fly through the air from the audience. But they said, they got me, because they said, oh, well, look, do it for the grandkids, because we've got 8 grandkids, including 3 sets of twins, which involves a lot of babysitting, because they're all musicians. And so I said, right, I'll do it. And then when I got in there, guided by Sean, who produced it and engineered it, it sort of evolved, because he guided me into getting the best vocal takes and everything. And then Sean added a bit of guitar, and then Seth said, well, I can put some viola or fiddle on there. And then the girls added some harmonies. And then Jim Causley said, oh, I don't mind singing on it. And young Sam Kelly and Ben Nichols, the bass player in Seth's band, joined in. And then, you know, Nick Jones, the biggest coup of all, who's one of my neighbours, banged on the door one day because he thought my dog was running around in the road. So I just yanked him in and got him to sing on a track. And actually, it's one of the most moving tracks on there, I think. It's a Reg Mura song called England Green, England Grey. So the whole thing wonderfully sort of just evolved, you know, and I was just overcome with the finished product, most of which is down to Sean, I think, as producer and engineer, because a lot of it was to do with what he convinced me to leave off. But I've just been astounded by the reaction, and it's after being involved, albeit as an amateur all my life, it's a huge sort of validation to be thought of as like a proper grown-up musician, you know. And I'm very grateful to everybody who comes and sees and hears me or buys a CD.
And you're loving the touring. It was obvious last night in the room that you know, I mean, it was a full room, and we've never done it before in the pub, you know, and had a little folk night there. Yeah. And there you were, and you loved every minute of it. It's years and years of doing folk clubs that has given you that ease with an audience.
Yeah, I feel a bit of a fraud in that, as it's genuinely my solo debut CD at the age of 69. But I have the advantage of not coming to this. I haven't just picked up the concertina or just discovered folk music. You know, it's been in my very being all my life. But I've only now just sort of... I've had all that time to hone it. So the album and also my performance is a distillation of that whole lifetime of listening to other people and playing and singing. Yeah. And I hope I continue to improve and get better. But yes, you're quite right. It's you're seeing and hearing a sort of lifetime of musical experience there.
Another album?
Oh, hang on. I've got to live long enough, isn't it? It took 69 years to get this one out. Do you know, the honest answer is, if I feel it, and there's huge demand, but also, I'm going to say, even at this stage, there's been such a reaction, and I won't use the word perfect, but it's such a lovely album, and people are telling me that I feel, in a way, I might not be able to better it. So I might have to go to my grave and say, well, if you want to listen to Jeff Lakeman, now he's gone, you listen to After All These Years, because I don't want to try and pull off the trick. I mean, it's like a magician sawing someone in half. You might get it wrong the second time round, might you?
Well, you mentioned Reg's song there, England Green and England Grey. Just talk us into it. I think it's a lovely song, but why did you pick it for the album?
Well, I love his stuff, and I worked for the Daily Mirror for years. I'm an unashamed socialist and Republican, but that's by the by. And I like people who, say it like it is. I'm surprised there aren't more younger people writing angrier songs. There's enough to be angry about, but we need another few hours to talk about that. But Reg writes these very meaningful songs. I've just learned another one of his that he wrote about dementia. If someone said to me, write a song about dementia, I couldn't begin. Reg did it. But England Green, England Grey, it's a bittersweet song because it mentions all the things I'm angry about the state of the nation and greedy Philip Greens and bank bosses and everything else. But the refrain in the song talks about England Green as opposed to the grey, and England, although I'm a Cornishman, England, my home and the place that I love. So it's very nicely measured in that you may or may not agree with the sentiment of the song, but it as a go at the state of the nation, but it says that, well, at the end of the day, this is our country. You know, and you better love it and protect it and guard it.
England green and England grey, look out on a summer's day, to all that's bright and fair and gay, to my home, my love, my England. I believe in dignity,
rich or poor, we're all born free. Austerity and slavery, well, I thought they were behind us. I don't believe the BBC in anarchy or monarchy, or an empire built on piracy. By our history will find us England green and England grey. Look out on the summer's day to all that's bright and fair and gay. To my home, my love, my England. For years our women had no say, no right to work or equal pay. God help the crippled and the gay, all the fragile flowers of England. Shut the factories, shut the mines, punish those fell on hard times, while they honour them who do the crimes. Oh, the greedy men of England
green and England grey, look out for our summer's day, to all that's bright and fair and gay, to my home, my love, my England.
How can a man respect a man, steals his house and sells his land, and takes the wages from his hand to pay his own expenses? The NHS, our England's jewel, is bartered by Westminster's fool to justify his public school and a military defence.
England green and England grey,
look out on the summer's day, to all that's bright and fair and gay, to my home, my love, my England. Sing the songs of old John Ball, Cecil Sharp and John and Paul, come English folk, come one and all, to the sweet songs of old England. Take my hand and walk with me down the back roads to the sea, where in spite of all we'll both agree, there is none so sweet as England.
England green and England grey,
look out on a summer's day, to all that's bright and fair and gay, to my home, my love, my England.
Jeff Lakeman there with a cracking version of the Reg Mew Ross song England Green and England Grey from his album After All These Years. And before that, you heard me talking to Jeff in our house. It's amazing what bribing somebody with a bit of toast will do, is it not? Now, here's some more pure class. Aidan Connolly from his album Be Off, with some of the best Irish fiddle playing you're going to hear this side of Dublin. Beautifully understated and yet full of passion. I think this is one of the best versions ever of The Books of Oran Mór. But let's see what you think.
Thank you.
Wonderful stuff. That was the Books of Oran Moore, Aidan Connolly, from his new album, Be Off. And it's on a label which is new to me called Rialach Records. You might remember I played a wonderful track from Jack Talty, the concertina player, last week. Well, it's on the same record label, Rialach. And I've also got a wonderful album from Selog Nikanavan, young Sally Canavan. And I'll play you a track from that in the next couple of weeks. Great little record label, doing a fabulous job for Irish traditional music, in particular for young Irish traditional musicians. Now, Neil Brophy and his band have just released a single called Where the Bears Go Fishing. I know very little about Neil Brophy, apart from that he's from Northampton originally, now living in Copenhagen, and he works all over Scandinavia, Belgium, Germany, Holland and the UK. For me, any song that mentions fishing or fly tying has got to be in the show. This is Neil Brophy and his band with Where the Bears Go Fishing, and it's a good bit of fun.
I want to go north where the bears go fishing. I'm going to take my pack, my wrap, my fly. I want to go north where the fish go jumping. Wonder if that bear will catch my eye. I'll follow the river up the mountain, meet the man with the moonshine in his eye. Sit around the fire and hear the stories. I'm gonna get myself mountain high. I wanna go north where the bears go fishing. I'm gonna take my pack, my wrap, my fly. I wanna go north where the fish go jumping. Wonder if that bear catch my eye. I want to climb to the top of the treetop.
The treetop.
I really want to see them northern lights. I want to see Aurora Borealis.
Borealis.
Light up the magic of the night. And if I see that bear, I'll go running in despair. Cause I don't want my fish to start a fight. If he swipes me with his claw, I'll punch him on the jaw, and I'll offer him my fish and bid good night. I wanna go north where the bears go fishing.
Fishing.
I'm gonna take my pack, my wrap, my fly.
Fly.
I wanna go north where the fish go jumping.
Jumping.
Wonder if that bear will catch my eye. Go fishing.
Fishing.
I'm gonna take my pack, my wrap, my fly.
My fly.
I wanna go north where the fish go jumping.
Jumping.
Wonder if that bear will catch my eye.
Well, when I go fishing on the River Ribble, there's never any bears to be seen. You get the occasional walker with a dog, and you get the occasional killer duck looking at you with its beady eye, and you start to wonder a little bit, but other than that, no bears. Where the Bears Go Fishing, the Neil Brophy Band, and that's their new single. Now, time for another bit of fun from two chaps who should know better, John Kirkpatrick and Chris Parkinson. They made an album called The Sultans of Squeeze a couple of years back, and this has never been played on this particular programme. It's a cracking version of the Sousa March Liberty Bell, played on bass, accordion and all kinds of disgusting instruments that should be banned by right. Thank you. Philip Sousa is at this moment turning in his grave. It's known in the graveyard as Spinning Sousa. That was Liberty Bell, played probably as many of you have never heard it before. John Kirkpatrick and Chris Parkinson from their album The Sultans of Squeeze. And it's full of great stuff like that. Fairport Convention on the road again, 26th of February. Tonight they're in Peterborough at the Crescent Theatre. They're going to Chesterfield, Gateshead, Settle, just down the road from me. I'm going to go and see them on Thursday this week coming. And then they're going to Whitby, Leeds and Banbury when they finish this spring tour on the 5th of March. They've got another leg in May and June. I don't mean another leg on the bodies, but another leg of the tour. I don't need to explain that. You're all intelligent people. Here's Fairport Convention from the album they've produced after 50 years in the business. It's called 50-50 at 50, and they're going on tour to celebrate that and also to flog a few albums, hopefully. Here they are with Devil's Work, which, believe it or not, is about B&Q and DIY and various other initials.
Story, and the devil took my hand and led me to a bench and vice where I made my stand. I'm doing the DIY, finish it someday, shoring up this house of cards while life gets slips away. I'm doing the DIY, finish it someday, shoring up this house of cards while life gets slips away. It's a Morris tune, English dance tune. I love the way that band work out their arrangements, that beautiful combination of mandolin and pizzicato fiddle. Terrific stuff. Fairport Convention, 50 years on the road and still sounding absolutely tops. Their new album is called 50-50 at 50, and you've got a chance to see them this spring and early summer touring the British Isles. I think they may be going to the States later on in the year, but ever get a chance to ask Simon when I see him on Thursday, I will do. Now, I played Jeff Lakeman's version of a Reg Muros song to finish the interview with him, and I'm going to play Reg Muros now singing a song that's not been released on any of his albums yet, though I do believe it's going to be on his next album. It's called Angel in a Blue Dress, and anybody who listens to this show regularly will remember that I said it was inspired when Reg was in the recording studios recording, and just as he was about to go in from a bit of a break, he got a text from a nurse back in England who was on her knees after working while sick and yet still going in to nurse people because that's what nurses do. And Reg virtually just took the text that she'd written and put it to music, and he made what I think is a terrific song, Angel in a Blue Dress.
She grabs a cup of coffee, she drops her kids to school, she pulls into the car park, but every place is full. So she blows an hour's wages in the public parking lot. Just another little piece of her the government has got. The drivers sit in silence, clutching mugs of tea. What's up, she says, no beds, they say, it's a state of emergency. So she pulls a coat around her, she puts her headphones in. There's only room for music underneath this skin. She's the queen of soul, diva of distress. Compassion makes her whole. She's an angel in a blue, blue dress. Her brand new friend is dying. Last night a new friend died. If it wasn't for the music, she knows she would have cried. She knows about the sickness, the loneliness and pain. She knows what doesn't break her will soon come round again. She's the queen of soul, the diva of distress. Compassion makes her whole. She's an angel in a blue, blue dress. She's the queen of soul. She's a diva of distress. Compassion makes her whole. She's an angel in a blue, blue dress.
Angel in a Blue Dress, an unreleased track from Reg Muros. But like I said, I think it's going to be on Reg's next album. Now, there's a new Steam Chicken album just come out, and new Steam Chicken albums are always something to look forward to. They're one of my favourite dance bands in the whole cosmos, in the whole of creation. They're a heap of fun. They are consummate musicians. They play their instruments like angels, and they also don't mind having a lot of laughs, both at themselves and at what they are doing. And like I say, they're a terrific band to dance to. I'll never forget seeing them in the tent at Shrewsbury Folk Festival about 5 years ago and being completely knocked out by what I saw. From their new album, which is called Look Both Ways, this is their version of the old American hymn, O Mary. And a cracking version it is too.
Surely would stand on the rock where Moses stood. Pharaoh's army got drowned it. Oh, Mary, don't you weep. Well, Mary wore three links and chains, and every link was Jesus' name. Pharaoh's army got drowned it. Oh, Mary, don't you weep. Oh, Mary, don't you weep, don't mourn. Oh, Mary, don't you weep, don't. Thank you. smote that water with a 2x4. Pharaoh's army got drowned. Oh, Mary, don't you weep. Well, Mr. Satan, he got mad and he missed that soul that he thought he had. Pharaoh's army got drowned. Oh, Mary, don't you weep. Oh, Mary, don't you weep, don't mourn. Oh, Mary, don't you weep, don't mourn. Pharaoh's army got drowned. Oh, Mary, don't you weep. This whole world is gonna rock. Pharaoh's army got drowned. Oh, Mary, don't you weep. Well, brothers and sisters, don't you cry. There'll be good times by and by. Pharaoh's army got drowned. Oh, Mary, don't you weep. Oh, Mary, don't you weep, don't mourn. Oh, Mary, don't you weep, don't mourn. Pharaoh's army got drowned.
From the new Steam Chicken album, Look Both Ways. And they are a great band to dance to and a lot of fun. Good stuff. That's it for this week. Next week is going to be a programme entirely devoted to gypsy and traveller music. I'm going to be working on that for the next 10 days or so. Thanks ever so much for coming along and listening to the programme. Please don't forget to spread the word, because we've got no money for advertising, and we do love people to listen if this is the kind of music that they like. Don't forget to go to the website, www.mikehardingfolkshow.com, and there you will find all kinds of stuff. You'll find 200 and blah, 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 programmes that you can download and keep for as long as you like and listen to at your pleasure. And you will also find a donate button so you can send us a few bob to keep the programme going, should you so wish. You'll find links to all the artists that have appeared on this show and all the preceding shows. And you'll find also a gallery of photographs of folky people and folky things, to which I should have added, but I've not had the time to do it. But I will sometime over the course of the next couple of months. So please do look after yourselves, because it's a strange old world where the lunatics seem to be not only running the asylum, but seem to be charging us for the privilege. So, look after yourselves, be kind to each other, and take care. Ta-da!